First of all, let me express a few appreciation for being part of the steering committee and invited for this this important meeting. I want to go back a little bit to Sato's presentation. FAO still maintains and will continue to maintain the global statistics from which we have baselines and all this. This is part of research as well as current development, from benchmarking to progress being made. But at the same time, I have to appreciate and express FAO's appreciation to CART. We see CART as a pivotal coalition, especially when it comes to rice development in Africa. And I could remember in 2014, we had 23, and we had now additions of other countries coming in. And CART has been a major force in terms of looking at the development of programs and strategies across our countries. Now, with FAO specifically, we have the mandate for other crops commodities. So in most of the countries, we have been dealing with development strategies as well as following on the kind of process which FAO actually initiated and supported the AU initiative. But now, with rice, it is very clear that is one food crop that could bring out a lot of populations out of poverty, out of food insecurity, out of nutrition insecurity. And that is why we are following with CART as a major partner. But besides those also, we are following with Africa Rice, which is a major partner of ours. We are following with Accra. We are following with also financial institutions, especially Africa Development Bank, IFA and others. Now, I must say that with CART, even though Sato mentioned the strategies, there are also other areas that he's doing, and we're partnering on this. This is the area of capacity development, and also stakeholder situation analysis, which FAO is also helping to do. There is also the creation of enabling environments. We're following on the rice value chain, like I said, as well as others. But when it comes to the rice value chain, besides what I mentioned about food, nutrition, security, there is a lot to do with employment, especially to our two groups of women and youth. And we are looking at how best we can follow on those. And we see that this is important, not just for nutrition, but also for well-being, GDP enhancements, incomes, rural incomes, and livelihoods in Africa. And I want to also say that I want to express again, for the second time, supports from JICA, because we have major research, major projects that are going on. Currently, we have the centering of agricultural statistics and food security information, which is a key project. It's very successful. And it will also contribute to the next, this phase and also next phase of CART. We are also looking at the rice value research projects in CART countries. And this is something which is very important for us to see, not just in the countries that are already 23 of them, but going further, there are many countries who are requesting that they want to be part of this coalition. So we want to see those. Besides those, we are looking at also other projects that will delve in to what supports we have. That's why in 2014, FAO initiated a program on sustainable rice systems development in Africa. That also takes us very far. I know that all of us are aware of the AU Agenda 2063. But before that, we also have the End Hunger Project and declaration by heads of state to Africa. So we are following on those. So in the medium term, this will be our main target. In the long term, then we go beyond just production for self-sufficiency, but going beyond to even looking at external markets outside of the Africa region. But for now, these are kind of key things we are looking at. So in a nutshell, the FAO is looking at what partnerships we have already existing. We have projects and programs. We have also funding, some funding, catalytic funding, through which we want to see how we can upscale and replicate best practices, because there are evidences of many projects within FAO that we are looking at. And finally, let me reiterate this, His Excellency, Premier of Japan last week made a statement that the government of Japan, his administration will support Inarika rights in Africa for many things, and I mentioned quite a number of them. And we want to follow this with our main partners, CAD, Africa Rise, AGRA, Africa Development Bank, Unified World Bank, others. And of course, most importantly, with the Africa Union, as well as Nepal and countries, as well as private sector and other CSOs, so that we will see how we can go as far as rice can go. I think my time is up. Thank you.